Hi, this is Eric from Locked On Astros. It's the best time of the day. You're sitting in your favorite chair, about to watch your favorite team, and you're drinking your favorite beverage. Then you hear, "Hey honey, don't forget to go to the store. I'll see you after Zumba." Slam. You forgot to go to the store again. You can't waste the beer you just opened. What do? Postmates. That's what you do. Pull out the Postmates app, select everything on your shopping list, and Postmates will deliver it to you. So you can just watch that game, just Postmate it. A little later in the game, you're all proud of yourself for getting your order delivered, then you realize that you ran out of beer. You've had a few too many, just Postmate it. No more trips to the store. For a limited time, Postmates is giving Locked On listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code Locked On. That's Locked On for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code Locked On.
Our Locked On Astros, your daily Houston Astros podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
I am Locked On Houston Astros, and it's not the end of the world as we know it. The Astros lost a game. They're going to lose some games throughout the playoffs. The best thing for them to do is come back and beat the Rays tomorrow. You can get Locked On Astros on the brand new podcasting app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Astros, your team every day. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. And we are still talking Astros baseball, despite the fact the Astros lost today 10-3. And if you listen to last night's Locked On Astros and Talking Stros, and I believe I've been saying for the past 3 or 4 days, I think the Astros are going to win this in 4 games. I said they're going to lose game 3 just because the Rays are coming home after losing 2 at Minute Maid Park, and they're probably going to be a loud crowd, and they're going to be supporting them, and they're not going to just go out without a fight. And so they came out and hit 4 homers today. 3 of them were off of Zach Greinke, and a lot of us were expecting Zach Greinke to have a much better game. I'm sure he was expecting to have a much better game than he ended up having. We will talk a lot about Zach Greinke in a little bit, but right now let's take a look at one of the reasons why the Astros lost today's game. It's the fact that the Astros outfielders are struggling throughout the ALDS. Brantley is 2-for-12 after having 2 hits in the first game. Reddick is 0-for-5. George Springer's 0-for-13. And Tucker's 0-for-3. So if you're an outfielder for the Houston Astros right now, you're not feeling too comfortable. I know George Springer said today that he's just missing some pitches and just an inch here, an inch there, and he'll get back on track. So we need him to get back on track, especially how many times we saw the Astros have runners in scoring position when he came up. He couldn't get the job done, and that's really unfortunate because George Springer has been the heart and soul of this team in the playoffs. And in fact, despite Jose Altuve's homer today, he's still leading with 11 homers in the postseason in franchise history. Altuve is kind of helping cover for George Springer, but you've got to have that guy leading off, get on base at least. It doesn't matter if he's not hitting homers, but you got to get him making good contact, having productive outs, walking a little bit, and just getting some hits. And George Springer has not been able to do that in the series, and I don't know what's up with him. I don't know if it's just he's just going through a rut, or maybe the layoff kind of hurt him a little bit, but hopefully game 4 will turn things around. And I think even though the Astros won the first 2 games, they haven't really been blowing the Rays out. Alex Bregman said after the game that they outplayed us in every phase of the game. Tomorrow will come out and finish it. And it sounds like that's what the Astros want to do. They don't want to go to game 5. I know they'll have to travel to Houston anyway, but they don't want to have to bring Gerrit Cole in for game 5. They want to save Gerrit Cole for ALCS. So that brings up what we're going to kind of talk a lot more about in the second segment about, but who will be starting game four for the Houston Astros? We know that the Tampa Bay Rays have said that they're going to make it a bullpen game. They're going to have Castillo start the game, and he throws 100 miles per hour. He'll probably throw one inning. This is just something that you don't really see that often, especially from a team in the playoffs relying on a bullpen day. And that's something that you don't really see that much, but they don't have a fourth starter. And they also don't want to bring back Tyler Glasnow on short rest because he is coming off injury, and Blake Snell the same way. So they're deciding to go ahead and go with a bullpen day and just cross their fingers and hope that the constant shifting of pitchers will disrupt the Astros offense. But I think that it's going to have a backwards effect. I think that we've seen the Astros outside of today handle the Rays bullpen. And I think that that's why I think tomorrow's game will be a big one. Plus, before the game, we all kind of assumed that would be Jose Urquidy who would get the start tomorrow. Unfortunately, that was not the case. After the game, AJ Hinch said that he's going to go with his main horse, Justin Verlander, to start game four of the ALDS. That means he's not playing around. He doesn't want to risk what Jose Urquidy could do and then bring in Justin Verlander. He just wants Verlander to come in and do what he does and shut him down. With the Astros' decision to skip Jose Urquidy, that also puts the Rays in a tight situation because they know that they're going to be facing Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole in Game 5 if needed. That's a big deal because we saw how much they limited them over the weekend, and Verlander is ready to go. I'm pretty sure he probably asked to go, but you want to go with your big guy. I know you want to save him for the Yankees, but at this rate, he still may be able to pitch in game two, maybe. You maybe have Gerrit Cole start game one of the ALCS and then have Justin Verlander follow him. And yes, Zach Greinke will get another start. They're going to give him another chance. I think it's just the fact that the Rays had seen him recently and that they clobbered him at Minute Park and they clobbered him again today. And unfortunately, his changeups were just going right in the middle. And it was just one of those weird games that Zach Greinke look like a human, and he's going to have those type of games. He doesn't have the blazing fastball like Gerrit Cole or Justin Verlander does, so if he's not hitting his spots, then yeah, the team's going to tee off of him, and we saw him allow 3 homers, which is the first time in Astros history that a starting pitcher has allowed 3 homers. That shows what type of game Greinke had. The last time Greinke allowed multiple homers was on August 29th against the Rays. After the game, he was asked what would he do differently if he could go back and repitch this game. He said, "I wouldn't throw changeup right down the middle." And he's honest, and he knows that he had a bad game. But we could talk about how Zach Greinke only lasted 3 2/3 innings. He gave up 3 homers. He struck out 5. And he left the game with runners on. And he allowed 5 earned runs. So we could talk about that all day. But we could also talk about how the Astros stranded a lot of runners on base for the series. The Astros are 6-4-27 with runners in scoring position. That's not good. That means the Astros aren't getting those runs that they need home. And we saw that happen today. The Astros showed several signs of potentially breaking out, but unfortunately it wasn't enough. Charlie Morton somehow recovered. He pitched 5 solid innings after throwing 31 pitches in the first inning, and props to Charlie Morton for doing that. But now the Astros have to face a bullpen day tomorrow. So we'll talk a little bit more about the bullpen day tomorrow and more on the Locked On Astros podcast. Remember to get the show every day. Subscribe to Locked On Astros on the new Himalaya Podcast app or Apple Podcasts. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked On Astros. Listen in your car to or from work every day. The postseason is brought to you by Vivid Seats. And guys, Game 5 would be on Thursday. Not sure what time it would be, but it would be definitely on Thursday. And the Astros don't want to have to come home and face the Rays in Game 5 of the ALDS. But what if you don't have tickets? Where are you going to go? There are probably not any available through the Astros. So why don't you try Vivid Seats? Get those tickets online for experiences that will last you a lifetime. Vivid Seat offers great prices and easy purchase experiences, as well as an in-app loyalty program. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. All Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by a 100% guarantee. Download the app and enter the promo code POSTSEASON at the checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. So reward yourself with some great postseason games and also get rewarded with 10 to 16% credit on all their purchases through October. Make a memory that will last you a lifetime with Vivid Seats. Welcome back to Locked On Astros Podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day. And guys, don't forget to go out into BreakingTee.com/TalkingStros and get your great Astros shirts. They have the back-to-back with Yordan Alvarez. They also have the two latest Justin Verlander shirts, including the most recent one. You got Verlander in honor of Verlander's great game one performance in the ALDS. Starting on short rest is something that typically a team does not want to do, especially with someone who is your ace. But the Astros decided to go with their best pitcher, and that's what AJ Hinch said of him. He is one of the best pitchers in the world. It's pretty simple. And Justin Verlander's never started a regular season game or postseason game on 3 days rest. His only short rest appearance was in the 2017 ALDS out of bullpen versus the Red Sox. He only threw 40 pitches in 2 2/3 innings. Because none of the pitches he threw in game one really were high leverage situations, I think that this may be a good opportunity to see what he can do on short rest. But at the same time, the Astros just need a breakout offensively so he doesn't have to stay in for too long. So my dream would be that he comes in and pitches 3 shutout innings or 4 shutout innings. Then the Astros score like 10 runs or something. I know that's probably exaggerating a little bit, but that way they can bring in Jose Urquidy to kind of finish it up and then kind of piece the rest of the bullpen from there. But today was essentially a bullpen game after Greinke only lasted 3 2/3 innings. While I expected the Astros to lose this game, I didn't think that they were going to get blown out. If you've been listening to the Locked On Astros podcast, I said they're definitely probably going to lose this game. The Rays were going home, and the Astros are 9-19 all time at Tropicana Field. That includes the games we played with the Rangers after Hurricane Harvey, and that includes the 3 out of 4 losses to start the year in 2019. So for some reason, Jeff Blum and I talked about it on his Locked On Astros podcast, but it's just something about that place. And a lot of you might be saying, well, Eric, how do you think that they're going to win game 4 if they couldn't win game 3? And it's got to be because Justin Verlander would be on the mound. When Justin Verlander comes up to you and says, hey, coach, give me the ball tomorrow because I want to make sure we win, you're not going to tell no, even if you want him for game one of the ALDS. But the Astros are making the right decision here. I don't care if he loses tomorrow. I don't care what happens tomorrow. This is still a great choice by Verlander and AJ Hinch. They're going for the gut. They know that Verlander can get the job done. The Rays, you don't want to get them the momentum going even more, that way it'll carry into game 5, and you just don't want to go to game 5. So Will Moriarty is joining me for Talking Astros tonight, and he's going to kind of jump in and talk about the whole momentum issue with the Rays, and they got some momentum today with the 10-3 win. But does Verlander shut down the momentum?
He's as good a bet as any pitcher in baseball to do that, except for the next guy they'd have to get through the next day in game 5, 2 days later in game 5, it would be Gerrit Cole. So if the old saying is true that momentum is as good as next day's starting pitcher, well, the Astros are coming out with the 2 best pitchers in baseball. So it's in the Rays again. Now, you know, they've used their Charlie Morton card today. And so now they have to kind of put something together like MacGyver or something like with the little contraptions. And, you know, the Rays are going to have to like find their way, like, you know, piece this here and cut that there and, you know, hope that their bullpen can stave off the Astros offense, which, you know, a few of the guys on the Astros lineup are unfortunately doing a pretty good job of staving themselves off right now. So that's the key to watch for tomorrow. I expect Justin Verlander to bring his A game. The key is if we can see a little better quality at bat from George Springer, from Josh Reddick, and from Michael Brantley.
Yeah, for sure. And I know on Talking Strohs, we're kind of talking about the possibility maybe Jake Marisnyk getting a start in center field to kind of put your best defense out there. Do you see that happening, or you think they're going to roll with the same lineup they've been trotting out?
I don't. I just think that their A.J. Hinch is going to be inclined to try and get the offense going as best he can, and that's always going to kind of put Marisnyk at a disadvantage as far as starts. I wouldn't at all be shocked if the Astros jump out early and maybe take a quick lead, that Jake Marisnyk does come in and gets maybe two, three, four at bat. But I would expect to see kind of the main cast tomorrow to start the ball game out there. And they need those guys to kind of get it going. So I want to see them play and see them get some reps and see them start to do what they do.
Something that's kind of telling to kind of wrap up the show is the fact that we really haven't seen Miles Straw do much. I can't remember if he came in any of the other games, but maybe he gets left off ALCS roster to add extra pitcher. But we could talk about that after we get game four. Game four is the big thing. They're bringing out their big horse, like I was saying earlier in the podcast. They're going to try to just get it done. They don't want to go home. They don't want to face game five. I'm afraid that if we do go to game five, you're going to see Tyler Glasnow, Blake Snell, and you may even see Charlie Morton at the end just to kind of shut things down, because Charlie Morton dominated the Astros despite how much he struggled at the beginning game. So, all right, Will, so what's your predictions for tomorrow's game?
I'm going to go with 6-1 Astros victory, Justin Verlander, 6 innings.
Okay, I'm going to go with, I hope it's a blowout so Verlander could get out early, but I think it's going to be a 7-1 victory for the Astros, and it also could depend on what time of day it is, because we're still waiting on the Yankees game to finish, and I'm assuming that if the Yankees win tonight, that means the Astros will probably be moved to primetime tomorrow, because there's no sense in having a 3 o'clock game and not have a primetime game. So, guys, that's all we got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. Thank you, Will, for joining me for a few seconds. And
anytime.
And thanks for listening. And remember, you can subscribe to the show on the new Himalaya podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Astros.